Have you ever had a core piece of your identity ripped away from you? Like maybe it was in your personal life or in your business, but something so significant that when it happened, this piece of you died along with it? Or have you ever just simply looked around the world and knew you were different because nothing else made sense? Like there was no, like you didn't understand why people made the decisions that they did or how they chose to live. None of it made sense. And you knew you were different, but even then in a world of supposedly people that were different, you were the different one. Well, if that is you or any of those things are you, then you are in the right place. My name is Josh Forty, and about 2.5 years ago, I lost a legal battle with Apple. Yep, the Apple that makes iPhones, and I love them, but a legal battle where I had to shut down my podcast called Think Different Theory over a trademark infringement issue. A core piece of who I was felt like it had been ripped away from me, and I entered this state of feeling very, very lost and confused, more so than I even cared to admit. See, all of my life, I have wanted one thing. I've wanted freedom. I've wanted to be free because I grew up on a farm in the middle of nowhere. My nearest neighbor was like half a mile away. And so every single decision that we made was due to lack of money, due to, you know, kind of this small-minded thinking. And I felt like I was trapped. I felt like I was stuck and I couldn't do what I wanted to go out and do. And so I became an entrepreneur thinking that money and success and fame would be the thing that would lead to freedom. And so I did. I went into entrepreneurship. I hit it big quite early on. We grew and managed over 7 million followers, only to find myself looking around at all of these other successful people that were making way more money than I was, had way more fame than I did, and they were just as lost and confused as I was. And so here I tried to escape this small town. I tried to escape the normal 9-to-5 thinking, only to enter this world of entrepreneurship. And even in that world, nothing made sense. And so I had started this podcast called Think Different Theory as a way to ask life's biggest questions, to document my journey to success, and to say, wait a second, I'm going to go figure out this life thing, this purpose, this success thing, this freedom thing. And I grew that podcast to over 1.5 million downloads, all organically over the course of just a few years. My entire identity was wrapped up into this thing. I was interviewing some of the biggest names in my industry, traveling across the country, doing these interviews. And so when I had to shut it down, I did not know what was next. I felt very lost and I felt very confused. I thought my entrepreneurship career was maybe not over, but had certainly taken a big step backwards. And over the course of the next 2 years, I did things that I never thought I would go and do. So much of my life changed during that point in this state of confusion, of searching and wondering, going, what became next? I ended up getting married to the love of my life. I recommitted my life to Christ. And when I say I recommitted my life to Christ, I don't mean like, oh yeah, I acknowledge God. No, I serve the King. I gave my entire life to him, all of it, 100% of it. And when I gave it all to him, he asked for everything, including my $1 million a year business. And so I ended up shutting down this $1 million a year business at the time that was doing well and going on this journey of saying, okay, what's next? How do I become free? Because nothing was cutting it. And over the course of the next 6 to 12 months, I did some of the hardest work of my entire life. I fixed past relationships. I shut down the business, like I said. My wife and I had a daughter, and she is amazing and precious. I studied money. I studied relationships. I studied all of these different core areas. And some of the things that I recognized was that there was these key principles of life that if I wanted to go and get ahead, I had to stop focusing on what everybody else was doing. And I had to focus on a couple key pieces, right? Number one is I had to go and I had to study principles because principles never change, right? I had to study the principles of what success looked like in every area. Number two is I had to always ask questions and always learn because the second that I thought I knew something and the second that I was like, oh yeah, this is it, was the second that I started dying, was the second that I started going backwards. And then third, I realized that the most powerful and potentially the most fulfilling thing in all of life is relationships. Now, as someone who grew up on the farm in the middle of nowhere, I was homeschooled with, you know, 7 brothers and sisters. I was not exactly good with relationships. I was the misfit. I did not feel like I was worthy. I felt, I wasn't the cool kid. I wasn't picked to go on teams first. And so I very much struggled with relationships. I very much struggled with, feeling like I was just going to get stabbed in the back all the time because that's where my experiences had been. Yet here I was in this spot without the spotlight, without the fame of 7 million followers on social media, without the podcast of 1.5 million downloads, just me and my wife and, you know, the leaders around me that I was learning from at the time, kind of invisibly going, okay, wait, I've got to go and study this. I've got to figure out what principles are or what these principles are. I've got to figure out how to ask better questions, and I've got to build these powerful relationships. And so about a year ago now, when I was finally ready to come back on the scene, I felt like I had done this work. I finally had some clarity, had some direction with where God was calling me to be. I said, okay, what do I do now? And I looked around at all the models available. Remember when I said it was like, you know you're different, but then even among the people that say they're different, you're different? I knew the traditional model wasn't for me. Going to college, getting a job, maxing out your 401k. I mean, that's just insanity, and I knew that. But then even among entrepreneurs, I looked around, and the models that were available, of, you know, whether it was consulting or coaching or services or e-com or whatever, it was like they were all broken in some capacity because I'm like, my goal is to focus on principles and building relationships and asking questions, providing real value. I got to be the man that God has called me to be. I want to be a present husband, a present father. I want to be involved in the church. I want to be able to have deep stretches of studying and learning things. I want to have powerful relationships, and I want to have wealthy people and successful people as my clients. Like, these models don't make sense. And I felt like going back into the traditional model of entrepreneurship, like, was constricting. Look, I found freedom when I found Christ. I found freedom in my self and in who I was. I found freedom in my marriage when I got married. I found freedom as a father. When I had a kid, I found freedom in so many different things, but entrepreneurship was one of those things where I was still stuck. And so as I looked around at the thing that had opened up more doors than anything else had ever opened, that had given me more opportunities than anything else, that had made me more money than anything else, that had allowed me to go and ask these questions, I realized that this microphone was the thing that allowed me to go and do that in a way that nothing else had. It wasn't a certain product or offer. It wasn't making a certain amount of money. It was the idea that I could go and use a microphone to study principles and ask smart people questions to build powerful relationships, right? Because I don't know about you, but I come from nothing. I came from no money, no connections, no special talents or skills, right? I didn't have a Rolodex of billionaires or successful people that I could just call up and, you know, ask to sell them something or ask them life's biggest questions, right? I didn't have that. But when I had a microphone, I did. When I had a microphone, they would say yes to that. When I had a microphone, I could go and build relationships. I could ask questions. I could get in rooms and open up these doors. And so I realized that if I was going to go and be free, if I was going to go and do the things that I knew that I needed to go and do to have success in life, to be the man that God called me to be, to build a life that allowed me to be a present father and husband, to be involved in the church, like to do all of those things, I needed a different model. And that model was the golden mic. See, the golden mic is more than just a podcast. And yes, it's more than just even the name of the podcast, right? It is an idea. The golden mic is a model, a lifestyle, an identity, a way of doing things that revolves around this idea of learning and of growth and of relationships and of principles of life that allow you to be the person God has called you to be and to go out there and be an amplification of the values that you stand for and the ideas that you want to push out into the world. And doing so in such a way that builds relationships, that builds your business. So yes, that you can get paid while building powerful relationships, while being the person God's called you to be in your personal life. And that is what this is. And so as I looked around, I made my first million from a microphone. I made my second million from a microphone. And so I spent the last 6 months of 2023 paid over $100,000 to somebody to go and study the structural framework, the principles of what made this work and how to go and do this, studying relationships and how to work these things in. And so when I sat down and realized I need the podcast again, the podcast is the thing that will move my life forward. This microphone, this idea of building these relationships with powerful people, right? That this was going to move my life forward. I needed something. I needed to know that it was based in principles. I needed to know that it was going to be something that was going to last. And that's what the golden mic is. And I struggled with the names. I tried different names. The Josh 40 Show, The Game of Influence, all these different things. But really, it's not about me. It's not about making money. It's not about entrepreneurship. It's not about any of those things individually. It's about the idea of being free. It's about the idea of having conversations with people, asking questions and studying principles. And so our goal with the Golden Mic, as we launch this into the future and as we push this idea into the world, the goal of the Golden Mic is to create a place where the conversation happens. Why? Because when I have conversations with people, that's when I can go and learn. That's when I can go and ask questions. That's when I can go and study principles. When I have conversations with people, that's when I can build relationships. And I genuinely believe that the market and the people that I've been called to serve and the you know the arena of life that I'm growing in, right, that the value that I can provide is if I know everyone and everyone knows me, that I can build these powerful relationships and connect people and create that magic, but also create a place where I can document this journey to freedom and be an example of, hey, this is a different path. Whether you're an entrepreneur or whether you're a producer or maybe you're still in a 9-to-5 and you want to become this, you look at it and you go, I need a model I can follow. I need something where I can go that will get me to where I want to go. I'm not in the business of building businesses, right? Other people are much better than that than I am. I'm not in the business of being the best at marketing or being the best at, you know, what other people deem important. I'm in the business of going and studying success, studying life's principles, studying who God has called me to be and living that out, asking questions and building relationships. And yet I have a family and a church, and that requires money. That requires, you know, studying principles of wealth and of relationships, and no other model that I saw allowed me to go and do it like the Golden Mic did. And so for the last 6 months, I have not only built the model in my business, but now we're bringing back to the podcast, and that's really what this is about. And so if you are an entrepreneur, a producer, someone that wants freedom in every area of your life, I want to invite you to join us on this journey to freedom, this journey to studying life's principles and building powerful relationships and constantly learning. The way that we've done this is I have broken this, the Golden Mic, into kind of two parts, if you will, because the Golden Mic is not just a podcast. Like I said, it is the representation of an idea. Right. And so one of those ideas is the podcast itself, right? One of those branches. And this is where you would listen, right? You having conversations with people, maybe you and I haven't get on with an interview. That's what the podcast is. It's to create content and a kind of a front-facing idea that we are going to push forward. And then the second branch or the second arm is the business. And this is where we have the Golden Mic method. And this is structurally how we go out and apply this to sales and business and marketing and you know, making money and setting ourselves free in the financial aspect of things. And so down below this video, there'll be links and or you know information on both of those things. But if you are, like I said, that entrepreneur, that free thinker, that producer, that outcast, that the one that knows that they're different, subscribe. Whether that's on YouTube, on Apple, on Spotify, join us for this journey. Join the email list. We'd love to have you. And if you are an entrepreneur, someone that sells services online or you know wants to sell things for high ticket prices and have wealthy clientele as your clients, then I want to invite you to check out the business side of things. But that is the vision of what we are building. Not just a podcast, but rather an idea, a place where the conversation happens and a place where it is a representation of the model you can follow to go and be free. That's what this is about. And so we'll be doing starting now. We're going to be doing a couple interviews per week. They're going to be more long form interviews. And what you can expect on this is, I would say that Think Different Theory, if you saw that journey where we you know grew that to 1.5 million downloads and you kind of saw the conversations that we had on there, a lot of those were very long form, free flow conversation based, very Joe Rogan-esque, because that was my objective, was to have these deep, meaningful, long form conversations. And while I still love those, and we will have an element of that on here, this is going to be a little bit more structured. Think Tom Bilyeu and Impact Theory, right? Like where the conversations are structured around certain topics designed to go and study principles and you know values in life and dive deep while building powerful relationships as well. And we're going to be doing two interviews a week, and that might change over time, but starting out, that's what we're doing. And they're going to be long form and deep dive on those. And so we'll stream them on, or I'll have them on YouTube. We'll have them on Apple, on Spotify, and on all the different audio platforms there. But that's our mission moving forward, is to create this place where the conversation happens. For lack of a better analogy or explanation, it's like if someone wants to go and announce something in this world, like this is where they do it. If they want to have a deep, meaningful conversation, this is where it's done. If they want to dive deep into a topic, this is where it's done, right? If they want to meet somebody or connect, you know, that this is where it is done. That is the platform that we're trying to build. And for the rest of the entrepreneurs and the freelancers and the, you know, the producers out there, it's also designed, like I said, to be that example, that model to say, hey, if you're sick and tired of just not being free, If you're sick and tired of feeling stuck, if you're sick and tired of feeling lost and confused, if you're sick and tired of feeling like everyone is trying to put you in a box and you're like, I don't know how to do what it is that I'm trying to do, but I know that this isn't it. welcome. Because I've been there and it sucks. And I'm telling you, the golden mic is an amplification of you and your idea and your values. And it allows you to just go and be free. So with that, welcome to the golden mic. We'll have more information, like I said, down below. But yeah, place where the conversation happens, studying principles, building powerful relationships, and never stopping to learn. My name is Josh Forty. I am a deep, deep follower of Christ, a servant of Jesus Christ. I am a husband to my beautiful wife. I am a father to my beautiful daughter. And I'm an entrepreneur through and through, and also a podcaster now. And I love having these deep conversations. And if you are listening right now, no matter who you are, no matter where you are, welcome. I'm so excited to have you. And I look forward to not only sharing my journey through life with you, but also hopefully learning from you along the way as well as we continue to build this platform into something amazing. Subscribe down below. And with that, let's get started. To kick it off with episode number one, go to the next episode and yeah, check it out. It's going to be really, really fun.